The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13:12, famous verse, everybody loves this one, greet one another with a holy kiss. Now, Paul was writing to the church. He wasn't speaking at a marriage conference or doing a marriage YouTube channel, but I know there were married people in Corinth mm-hmm. who heard that verse. And I think there's something we can look at today from this little passage in 2 Corinthians and this idea. Greet one another with the holy kiss.
And this comes up in my office a lot. Greetings are a big deal. I actually was thinking about this because I witnessed a situation recently where a husband had been listening to the news and got pretty riled up, as you can imagine, and had come in and as a greeting to his wife, just unloaded all of this stuff with this energy of everything going to hell in a handbasket. And I just saw that energy just shut her down and the shoulders come down. And so it was just impressed upon me just recently, like, wow, that didn't go so well. Greetings are a big deal. So we're Brian and Elisa Hope, and with years being married, years as a pastor and as a mental health therapist, we have hopes for your marriage.
Here we go.
So, greetings are a very big deal. It seems so little, just insignificant, like how you come in and out of space when you've been gone for work or out running errands or whatever it might be. And then when you re-enter, re-engage, how you greet one another, that may not seem like a big deal, but it is a really big deal. And we're going to talk about that in just a second as far as what that reflects. But I want to invite you to step outside of what your normal routines might be and just take a look at that this week and see if there might be some adjustments that need to be made, some improvements to strengthen that rhythm in your marriage. And I'd encourage you, again, set aside self-judgment and self-criticism as you're looking at this. It's not helpful. It can shut you down right away, helpful. And it doesn't help. So what I want you to do is actually set aside self-judgment for a little while, because then you can just look at what's going on. Like, how am I entering into space with my spouse after I've been gone, and take a look at what your habits might be around this. Now, there's some that I hear about a lot, because obviously coming to my office, there's problems to solve. So as an example, here are some themes. Some people come into a space and they don't acknowledge at all. They immediately ignore or avoid. So they go straight to the room or straight to the basement, or they avert eye contact. So maybe they're there physically, but they're not there mentally or emotionally, or they come into a space and immediately turn on the TV. So they're there, but they're not there. Some people come in and are slamming things. So they come in and the doors slam before they've even said anything, or come in and cupboards are getting shut and you can't ignore that they're there. And yet, or some people come in with just this energy of, let me tell you, and there is an unload of, you would not believe what happened in my day, or you have no idea, or they come in guilting, like somehow you don't even know what's gone on, but you owe me because of everything I've put up with these kids of yours, or with this job I'm doing for you, or whatever it might be, but that's how the greeting starts.
Yeah.
It starts with all of this loaded emotional energy. Look.
And there's a better way.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. As you can imagine.
Yes.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. We want to help just redirect and, like Elisa mentioned, create some new habits, some new rhythms of thinking about, what am I doing the first thing when I walk in and re-engage with my spouse and my family? Primarily, your spouse. So enter in with a priority to acknowledge and really see your husband or your wife as you come back into the room, as you come back from watching the news or a crazy day of shopping. Holidays are coming, so those are going to be a real reality, or a work day or a meeting or whatever the case may be, that you walk in and you acknowledge and you really see your husband or your wife as your beloved, as a beloved child of God, as one who bears the image of your Creator, as one you chose and to whom you vowed your life and your prioritizing love. There's a lot of ways to do that. Obviously, greet one another with a holy kiss. I think that does something really great because, number one, it keeps your mouth shut and you don't talk right away. You just walk up, you find your spouse and kiss them. Full stop. Walk in and just let them know you enjoy seeing them. It's great to see you. It's been a day. Seeing you makes it a lot better. Right now, let your side not be one of exasperation, but one of great relief and enjoyment. Let them know that. Find them wherever they might be, whatever they're doing, not to hunt them down to dump on them, but to hunt them down and say, oh, there you are. It's great to see you. It's nice to be home. I want to hear about your day, but let me go change first. Let me drop my bag. Let me take my coat off. Let me get into my cozy sweats or whatever the case may be. But I want to acknowledge and see you first, because there's a myth out there in marriage, and we're going to talk a lot about this. You'll hear us mention this a lot over a lot of our episodes. There's a myth out there of marriage that getting married is about you finding or becoming your best self, and you marry somebody who's going to help you accomplish that. And that's a myth. That's not true at all. God created marriage for His glory and your holiness, which means you will find your greatest joy not in getting from your spouse, but in giving and finding them and greeting them in this way is a great way to dispel that myth and to prioritize them over your exasperation or frustration, which is legitimate and can be processed at some time.
So simple. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing, and we would love for you to see the benefits of strengthening your marriage in this way. So our challenge for you this week is to greet each other with a holy kiss.
That's going to, woo! It's going to go well. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. These are our hopes for marriage for you.